Come on, man. Just let me say it. It's no big deal.
I don't feel comfortable with this, alright?
Oh, come on. Don't give me any of that shit. I'm pretty sure if Eminem was here, you'd be, like, on the floor saying, like, oh, yeah, fucking say it, you know? But, I mean, what's the difference between Eminem and me, huh?
I don't feel comfortable, alright? I don't, okay, bro?
Look, okay. You don't even have to let me say the hard R. I can just say it without.
I don't feel comfortable with this, alright, man? Just, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm going to feel like a sellout, okay? I feel like a big fucking sellout. You know that feeling?
Oh, come on.
I'm already a Mexican, you know what, already. You know, I'm already half black, half Mexican, June.
You know what? Fuck you, man. I'm going to say it anyways. Brother.
Nothing to be surprised about.
What's good, y'all? What's good?
Hey,
it's Too Easy Podcast.
How's it going, guys?
I'm here, had a good week. I'm here with my special guest, Zeb.
Yeah.
He's joined us. Tell us a little about yourself.
We checked out.
tell us about yourself.
Nothing much. Just simple guy doing simple things.
Yeah, sounds like a simp. Anyways, let's go ahead and get.
you're on the right track. Let's get into something new. Let's see what's going on.
Let's see what's going on. Before we get into the meat and bones of this. Let's go and get into it. Just get the bones. Sports of this shit. Lakers took a L last night, lost by 5. I don't know. It's not looking good for the Lakers right now. Let's just say that. They lost by 5. It was 103-108. And LeBron was out there missing layups. Which is like the easiest shot to make, especially as a professional basketball player. And right now the internet's giving him shit, saying he's too old to be playing basketball. So right now the internet's like shitting on him. But fucking, I don't know. I still say Lakers in 7. But I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to talk about it too much until it's over with. But I still say Lakers in 7. Congrats to the Heat for taking that dub in Boston. You guys mind the win in the East? Just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, what you got?
Nothing much, honestly. Just like new movies coming out and shit like that. There's been some new footage of Into the Spider-Verse coming out, and apparently that the video games version of the Spider-Man is gonna be popping up in the movie too.
Mm.
And let's see what else. Footage. Shit. The footage that they showed so far looks pretty good, but let's see. Spider-Verse.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
They announced that they're making they're finally making the
Mortal Kombat.
That too. I was gonna say something else entirely. But we can talk about that.
Yeah,
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat looks fucking.
They're
intense.
Redoing that.
They're redoing all, which is cool. I ain't tripping on it. I mean, it looks pretty great. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking hard.
It's fucking hardcore, ain't it?
It's so awesome.
I'm like, damn, I actually might end up getting more combat again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was always that game that was always good, but is it good enough to spend $70 on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it was just like a PvP game, you know?
Yeah, it was, you know what I mean?
We're a solo gameplay household.
Yeah, know? It's like... We got to get some extra meat to it. You know what I mean? I like the
now there is going to be some solid meat to it. Because if they're redoing the entire fucking universe, there's definitely a story that they need to do.
Oh, yeah. No,
so
and
it's going to be dope.
I don't know. It looks good. I definitely would keep an eye out on it. So it's announced as Mortal Kombat 1.
Mm-hmm.
So keep a lookout for y'all.
Did they do a release date or no? They just said it was in production.
I think it was just in production, I think. But either way.
God damn. It's a fucking cat.
Crazy over there.
Oh, yeah. I remembered what I was going to say. That they're doing the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Does it look good?
It looks interesting. And apparently that they're casting... Matthew Lillard as the lead role.
Mm.
in case for anybody that doesn't know who Matthew Lillard is, it's the dude that played Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies, the live-action ones.
Okay, so he's going to be in those movies then?
I'm not sure if it's going to be a franchise, but he's going to be in that one movie.
Shit.
And chances are he might not make it out. Yeah. Because, I mean, if you don't know what Five Nights at Freddy's is, usually the main character always dies.
I don't know. I saw, like, there was a movie that was kind of, like, close to it. It was the one with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. The one, Nicolas Cage did it like a knockout.
Like, if it was something, if it's going to be something like that, then that's dope. Because that movie was just fucking...
I heard one trailer about the Nick Cage one, and then just nothing else happened.
It was actually a good movie. Like, it was crazy. It was like these possessed, like, stuffed animal or stuffed toy robot shit.
Yeah.
The animatronics. Yeah. But there are people. It's like they have actual bodies, though.
Yeah.
It's weird. But, yeah, the fucking... And then it's just a whole movie of Nicolas Cage not speaking and just killing these things at night.
Yeah.
And then
had no speaking role, but still, like,
yeah, it was funny. The whole movie, I was just like, God damn, this is actually a good movie.
Yeah, it was just pure action.
It was just pure, like, just straight nonsense. And I liked it, but yeah, if it's anything like that, then I'm all for it. Like, I'm not going crazy. I mean, just give me something simple,
yeah,
and I'll tell you, man, they're making fun of that trans girl. The one that says I'm a 10.
That's fucked.
Yeah. They call it Gorlock the Destroyer.
That's...
I don't want to laugh, but at the same time. Change the subject. Yeah. Good one. That's
The Flash movie.
Yeah.
That apparently it's projected to make like $115 million minimum. Ew.
You will forget Ezra Miller's crimes.
Basically, yeah. It's like it never happened.
Honestly. It's like it never happened.
Everybody's like,
regardless of the people he kidnapped or those women he beat up.
Most people are like anticipating it because they're like, "Ooh, movie Flash." You know,
I want to look forward to it. But then when you remember that fucking James Gunn is just gonna shit can it. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
I don't know if it's going to segue into the new universe or it's just going to be some bullshit that...
No, it's going to segue into it.
If it segues into it,
This movie is a jumping pad to James Gunn's
universe. Which, it's cool, but at the same time, like, it has to be a good segue. But supposedly Tom Cruise loved it.
Yeah. And
people that have seen it loved it, so I don't know.
The people that did love it and posted about it on Twitter posted about it in such a way that... It made everybody think that they were just paid to do it, you know?
Because I mean, some of the people that came out,
Stephen King fucking went.
It was somebody else that saw the movie. And fucking, you know, people like that, you can't pay off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some people you just can't pay off. Like Tom Cruise, you can't pay him off.
Yeah.
Like, you want him to see your movie just for his feedback. You don't even... What did you think about it, Mr. Cruz? You know, speaking of which, trailer for his movie came out too. The Mission Impossible movie.
Oh, and he's still with like a Fast X, man.
Nah, this actually has quality.
That's true.
It actually has quality.
Tom is that he does.
The thing is, he delivers every time. Yeah. The difference between Fast and the Furious franchise and the fucking Mission Impossible movies. Is the Mission Impossible movies are actually good.
They have a storyline.
They actually have a storyline. This one is just about family, explosions, and cars. You can pretty much sum it up in three fucking words.
The Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity. Yeah. And, of course, it's not going to make money here. People are just going to buy it just to laugh at it. And supposedly, like, a lot of reviewers on TikTok are, like, shitting on it. They're like everybody in the movie theater was just laughing, even in the serious parts.
I think it actually
supposedly they go to the movie to laugh at Vin Diesel's acting.
Yeah, I think it's opening day is today.
Or some shit like that. Honestly, I don't know, but supposedly people just went to go laugh at I mean, which is it's cool, but when it's fucked up,
it's absurd.
It's absurd. They shoot
for high action, fast paced, but it's just a comedy.
This is really a comedy. Like, you're like, no fucking way. Somebody, this guy recorded it in the movie theater, and then people were like, oh my fucking gosh.
Somebody killed
this guy. Like, some dude was like, he's like, Vin Diesel, did he really make that jump? Or was it a stunt double? And then people, you know, are forgetting that it's all CGI.
Speaking of fucking leaked footage of that shit, that I saw a leaked footage from that as well. And how do I put this? In the scene, Jason Momoa does like a... Because I don't want to spoil it.
Man, honestly, yo... If you guys are going to watch the Fast and the Furious movie, are serious about watching the Fast and the Furious movie, and actually like anything beyond 7, that it became nonsensical. Anything beyond 6. Anything beyond 6 is just nonsense.
Yeah, because 6 is the last one that Paul Walker did.
You know? No, I think it was 7. My bad, 7.
I think so.
Yeah, 7. Oh, and not too sure. The whole time I'm thinking he's going to die. The only reason why 7 was good is because...
I stopped watching after Paul Walker.
After Paul Walker, you know, was in the movie, it was done.
It felt like they had more of a storyline when Paul Walker was there. But then after Paul Walker, it just became...
You should never give these niggas money! Rick James... They should have never gave you niggas money. You can't appreciate shit. They beat the fuck out of him and he can't use his legs. What am I gonna do about my legs, Charlie Murphy?
Fuck your couch.
It's like every time I watch one of the movies, I feel like Rick James about to like go crazy. I'm like, man, like let this fucking franchise go, yo. And I get it. The thing is, they don't make their money here. They make it in Puerto Rico. They make it all different.
Yeah, because that's the thing. America laughs at it so hard at it. China, fucking Japan, South America, they love the franchise.
And the thing is, I understand why, because most other countries have traditional values. Here, our morals are all fucked and shot that we just... Like whatever comes out, anything we have to judge it, right? But subconsciously, like it's been beaded into our heads that we have to subconsciously judge it subconsciously.
We
laugh at that shit. And
this country is just nothing but just judge, jury, and executioners.
This country is so judgmental that motherfuckers will give anything to be in this country.
Yeah, and the people that don't want to be judgmental and I actually like have a voice on it,
they get judged.
Yeah, and then they get fucking annoyed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There you go. Welcome to America. Get his green card. But fucking
I've been illegal this whole time.
Yeah, the thing about that is June.
We got SWAT team up.
Yeah, you remember Theo Paco? We're trying to get him in the border and mom's pregnant with you. Technically, you're an illegal.
You were born in the river.
Yeah, mom wanted me to wait another year before I told you, but
22 years old and just found out.
Here's a picture of you in the car. My mom had you. Yeah, fucking Mexican mustache and sombrero.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. But I mean, listen. Any other country is gonna respect the shit out of this movie and actually take it seriously. Because they actually have fucking morals and standards and actually believe in traditional values. In this country, we're so shot up. We're so fucking shot up with modernization and trying to walk on eggshells that we just lost it on. We make fun of these types of movies. Rightfully so, because this movie fucking sucks. Mm. But I don't know. I just caught myself laughing at the leaked footage I seen of it. And I'm like, no fucking way. Get the fuck out of here. He does a crazy ass fucking stunt, crazier than the one in the trailer. And I'm like, no, the fuck, he did not do that shit. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, what the fuck was he? No, the fuck, he did not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A fucking 50-year-old Vin Diesel. You'll never break my family. And the stupidest part at the end, it's already been leaked out. It's all over TikTok and Twitter. Fucking The Rock's coming back. And I'm like, and then people are making fun of The Rock for coming back too. See, like, they're pretty much using the Thanos meme. Mm-hmm. You couldn't live with your own failure. And what did that bring you? Right back to me. And which I understand, because all fucking Rock's movie deals have been halted because of that lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything more about that lawsuit, June?
No.
It's fucking crazy. So this lady got greenlit to do that lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So it's moving forward. They're going to end up bringing hundreds of fucking, defendants to defend themselves. Like, motherfuckers that probably never met her a day in their life. Just because she named them, they got to actually show up to the stupid shit. Mm. Which is crazy. Because I'm like, what? And like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I understand. Listen, if there's like a couple motherfuckers that did that to you, but entire organizations coming after you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the way this shit is, it's fucking stupid. I don't know who the lady is. I don't know. I mean, well, I know who she is. It's a Raka Khan. Mm-hmm. I know who she is, but she is not. She did not have it like that, where motherfuckers wanted to kidnap her kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand if it's like, listen, like the princess or something like that, a motherfucker from the UK, or they got the queen or some shit. Everyone teamed up saying, we're going to get this bitch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or some shit like that. But Raka Khan, you're the one that everybody goes after. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And I hope she doesn't fucking win. And speaking of other ridiculous lawsuits, Israel Adesanya is getting sued by his ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
No.
So Israel Adesanya is getting sued by his ex-girlfriend. Coincidentally enough, after he wins the championship belt back. Mm-hmm. And so she was with him for like 5 years. And the reason why she's suing him, June.
Why?
Because she feels like she's been in a relationship with him for too long. And so that's why she's suing him. For being in a relationship with him for too long.
That's honestly, in America, I wouldn't be surprised if you could actually do that. Like, nah, mental anguish or something. I mean, like that.
Yeah, but I mean, why the fuck are you gonna sue? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just move the fuck on. Yeah, you know what I mean? That stupid shit. Like, it's funny, and the motherfuckers that defend him, right when I bring up the money, why take his money? Well, you know, reparational damages. I'm like, well, what reparational damages? I don't know who the bitch is. You know what I mean? I barely knew, you know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers barely know who Israel Adesanya is. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. Well, not barely. Israel's well known, actually. But, nah, like, the fuck out of here. Ladies, you've been allowed to get away with too much stuff, ladies. It's ridiculous. Like, on the real. I don't know what the fuck it is, but y'all been allowed to get away with too much shit. And I'm tired of it.
You know what movie? What movie that I'm really looking forward to seeing?
Which one?
Fucking Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Oppenheimer looks good as fuck.
Yeah. Because I've been seeing some footage and shit like that. It looks really fucking good. And according to rumors, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but that Albert Einstein is going to do a post-credit scene.
No,
not actually Albert Einstein, but it's like an actor playing him. It's going to kind of like make it into a franchise, I guess. Which is, I'm not sure if that's true or not. It's a rumor, but if it is true, that's insane.
I know the crazy thing about I know that they use the actual nuclear bomb, an old one, for the movie to shoot it.
Oh yeah.
That's still a crazy fact to me.
Yeah.
That they actually use an actual nuke to film the scene.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
When everybody heard about that shit, everybody was like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?"
It's crazy. I'm like, "Fuck
yeah!" I mean, he shoots for realism, and sure enough, we're gonna get realism.
Shit.
And you wanna know what that fucking reminds me of? This fucking dude, like, hold on. I want to see if I'm mistaking two fucking directors at the same time.
Wait, what happened?
The guy that's directing Oppenheimer, was it the same guy that...
Nolan? Christopher Nolan?
Oh, okay, no, it's two people. Never mind. It's because I thought Christopher Nolan was the same as the guy that made Avatar.
Yeah. James Cameron?
Yeah. Because I was about to say that this guy is like known for doing crazy shit like that because he built a big ass tank.
He likes practical effects. Like he lives for practical effects.
Yeah.
Cameron. They don't like as much as CGI. Like he'd rather go for practical effects. Yeah. But
Nolan Cameron.
Before I forget, going back into sports news, John Morant, dumbass, got caught with a gun on live again. Mm-hmm. So within a two-month span. I thought
we talked about this already.
No. We skimmed through it when it first happened, but we never brought it.
I don't remember it, honestly.
Honestly. But
just to recap,
Dumb motherfucker.
He got caught showing off his fucking pieces on Instagram Live.
I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, even after the whole fucking that shit that happened the first time, I defended y'all. I was like, you know what? Let him go. You know, like I said, as much as I shit on him, I was actually like, hey, give him a second chance. I was like, man, give this dude a second chance, man. I mean, there's a bunch of other players that fucking shoot their guns. Nobody goes after them. I mean, leave him the fuck alone. He won't do it. And you know, people are calling for, you know, racism and shit like that. But I'm like, no, you're part of an organization, a corporation. When you sign that dotted line, you belong to them. Mm-hmm. The trade-off is they pay you millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. In return, you got to represent their brand to the best of your abilities. Mm-hmm. That's the trade-off. That's basically what it is. And that's a trade-off, and that's what people don't understand. Once you sign the dotted line, there's no going back to your old hood ways, even though you're not from the hood, Ja. You lived in the fucking suburbs. You're fucking... what's his name? Clarence from fucking 8 Mile. And so I already said this before. You're not hood. I don't even think your friends are hood like that. Maybe one of them been through it. And then you guys build an identity over that one person. And now you guys think you're hood and you think you're tough. And you guys it's like a secondhand gangster. It's pretty much secondhand gangster. Yeah. Like there's probably one motherfucker in your group that actually been through that shit. And now everybody thinks they're a part of it. Like, no, you guys aren't gangster. You guys ain't hood. What's his name? Fucking, what's his face? Shannon Sharpe already shitted on you. I'm not going to go too deep into you. Mm. But you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. Like, he said it perfectly. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Yeah. And fucking, I don't know. You're a fucking idiot. And then the thing is, he sat with the actual commissioner of NBA basketball. And he said, you know, I'm not going to do it again. You know, just the last time. And 2 months later, did it again. Mm-hmm. Like a fucking idiot. So.
And, you know, the thing about that is that.
I actually feel bad for the dude. Because, you know, when you trust somebody and you actually give him a second chance. I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad. I'm just getting my point out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I was like, but, you know, when you sit down with somebody and they're telling you, no, it'll never happen again. Promise. Never happen. No, you know, fucking. He was begging them from what I hear. Begging him to let him back into the league. Mm. Begged him. Yeah. Like a dog. And fucking he did it again. You know what I mean? That's real shitty. I don't know how to say it, but anyways, on to your stuff, June. I was gonna add to your partake.
Because honestly, it would have gone away real quick if he didn't put more fuel into the fire.
Yeah.
And what I'm talking about is that in order for what he did in order to apologize, he released like a Twitter about it, a tweet longer, whatever the fuck. But the thing is, people found out that he used AI.
Apparently. Oh, yeah, ChatGPT.
Yeah, he used ChatGPT to write it. And then everybody went ape shit. Everybody was like, oh, you did that shit? So you're not sorry, man.
Oh, and he deleted it, right?
Yeah. But it was too late. Everybody fucking like.
What a dumbass, man.
Like, because of that, it just fucking like engulfed into a big ass fucking flame.
Ja Morant is. So now, man, that dude is turning out to be a professional fucker. Yeah,
if he was off the, if he was on the fence about getting on or off, he's officially off at this point.
They're looking to suspend him for half a season.
Yeah.
And he's going to miss out on $20 million.
Just make him go for the entire season, huh?
Honestly, I would suspend him for a whole season.
Yeah.
And he would have to, like, fucking go through all the fucking nooks, crooks, and can't. And yeah. crannies and shit just to get back in.
Or just remove him from the league and then have him like retry out or something.
Yeah, because, I mean, this dude, he when you talk about fumble bag, it's an understatement. Yeah. This man fumbled $250 million trying to be gangster.
Yeah.
$250 million. I mean, he can still maybe get the contract at the end of his suspension, but now his value has dropped. His stock, his dry, is plummeted.
He's risky, and no business wants to fuck with a risky person.
He's unpredictable, and motherfuckers are like, "Nah, I'm probably gonna lose money if I sign you."
Yeah.
And so now that that's his stock was up there, they're like, "This could be the new Michael Jordan." Mm-hmm. He surpassed him in his rookie year, and this and that. Yeah, now I don't even.
It's like you may have the numbers for it, but honestly, because of your personality, we're not gonna fuck with you.
Man, and that's the thing, like, motherfuckers like. It's crazy to me when a motherfucker tries to go backwards. You know what I mean? And the crazier part is his friends. You know what I mean? When let's just say, for instance, you guys, your friends were hood. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Most of those hood motherfuckers want to be playing basketball anyways. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They actually want to live your life. And your friends are so stupid. And this is why you got retarded ass friends. Because if you are the breadwinner, why the fuck are you guys going to expose them? Why are you going to let them do that shit? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If my friend was an NBA player, I'll do everything in my power to make sure he's straight. Especially if he's paying my bills? Fuck no. And the dad, and the thing is, everybody's saying the dad should have known, the mom should have talked to him. The mom was trying to get him in trouble too.
I don't doubt that. It's just
the family, that family's turning out to be a bunch of fuck-ups. The dad's nowhere to be found. And I understand Ja's a grown man, but he's acting like a fucking child. Mm. He's acting like a fucking baby, dog.
Dude.
You're not hood, Ja. Let it go. Dog, if I had a chance to make $250 million plus, no, this guy has a chance to make $700 million mm-hmm. in a span of 5 years. Because he has his own shoe with Nike, and that's another $100 million.
Dude, I get you.
What the fuck? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, gosh damn, dog. You about to make some crazy fucking money. Money that's never been seen before in the NBA.
Yeah, I get you.
So I'm like, dog, you can actually be up there with fucking LeBron James right now. $1 billion, a billionaire? Dog, you can be living a crazy-ass life. Yeah. I mean, a great life. You're already living a crazy life.
God.
Hey,
shit. What the fuck?
Stop! What?
Fucking dog.
God damn.
Oh, hold on. Jesus Christ.
I'm thinking the motherfucker jumped on my leg. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm about to kick somebody. Hey man, leave it. Hey Lola, you got it.
Talk to the chat. I'm gonna fucking.
God damn. My bad for any earphone listen. I thought I got scratched. I was about to kill that cat. I ain't gonna lie. I was about to skin him alive. I'll be like, sorry, baby, she didn't make it.
What happened?
Yeah, she fucked up and you know started scratching. You know she didn't make it. What do you mean she didn't make it?
What happened?
Yeah, it was unfortunate, you know. I ended up stomping her out and crushing her bones. Fortunately, she didn't make it from there.
You just smoked your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, she didn't make it after me. I stomped on her, crushed her body. Sorry. All right. She didn't make it. But
I'm going to shut the door on you for a little bit.
But now I guess we can get started on the nitty gritty of why we are here. And that is the main question of the day. Is polygamy bad? Part two. On to the commercial.
Jeez.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? Because if it isn't, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you. But anyways, thank you for listening to Too Easy Podcast. I understand it's not easy listening to our crisp and subtle voices. And I understand, and ladies, I understand you have to wring your panties out every time you listen to us. And I understand you get very soaked and very wet. And, very hot and bothered. I get it. And guys, I know you're on the down low and you don't want to tell your friends that you're on the DL, but you know, every time you listen to our voices, you have to go to the bathroom and fix your pants. I get it. We understand. Here at the Too Easy Podcast, we definitely understand your situations and your predicaments. And we, the Too Easy Podcast, would like to thank you for listening regardless of those issues that you have. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, part two.
All right. Simmer down now, everybody. Calm down. Hey, you, calm that pussy down. Yeah, they think that kitty cat can start purring around here.
Welcome back, guys.
What's good?
After dealing with those fucking cats, we're...
Honestly, we're
kind of out of it.
I don't believe in animal cruelty, but it was almost a case of it. But going on to the main question. Main question of the hour. And is polygamy bad? I don't know. What's your take on it, Junie?
It's all right. I mean, if that's the way you want to live, I mean, that's because, how do I put this? We live in a world where monogamy has been the only real sort of, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Male-female relationship that we've seen in a while. Or ever, actually. Or, I don't fucking know. But, I don't know. It feels... How do I put this shit in words? This is a lot of fucking dead air, but it's just, I don't fucking know. I don't have enough knowledge or insight into it to actually give an opinion that's like worthwhile. All I really know is that something that we're not accustomed to, you know, it's something that needs a bit more time to settle in the daily life of society, you know. But
what are you saying, June? Polygamous couples cannot make decent citizens in today's society?
Well,
that's the fascist talk that I'd be hearing all the time about all you.
It's not that. There's nothing wrong with the people. It's just like there hasn't been enough time.
My bad, yo. My white voice is not all there yet. I'm still trying to perfect
it. Because it barely... what do you call polygamy? Is it a way of life, or is it like a fucking...
Well, I mean,
I'm not too sure what to call it.
It's really just another alternative. I mean, I know you got gay couples, you got lesbian couples, et cetera, et cetera. Not saying it's a part of that. Polygamy is actually one of the oldest practices of marriages there is. Like, when marriage first came out, polygamy was like right there next to it. there was an old man, you know, old goat farmer with like three wives. Right next to, you know, Mary and Joseph when they had their, when they had Jesus. So you never know. It's one of the oldest practices of marriage and relationships. Like I said, and like I tell everybody, it's not for everybody. Mm. Not for everybody. Because if it was for everybody, then we probably have, honestly, I really do think we'll have a lot less problems in the world today. But unfortunately, the world's chaotic and it's not perfect like that to a point where we can actually do it. I mean, if you just look at the numbers aspect, it makes sense. Because if you just look at a ratio from men to women, women outnumber men 5 to 1, 4 or 5 to 1, from my understanding. For every man, there's 4 women. And then not to mention, if men were to cease to desist like that, or cease to exist, there would be, like, let's say we would only need like 30 guys to repopulate the earth. That's all it would take. Like if there's a low count of men and we're about to go extinct as a species here on earth, we'd only need 30 men to replenish the supply of the populace. Because the amount of sperm that goes inside of each, you know, release,
yeah,
is like I think we give off like 30 million sperm every release,
something like that.
And so we would only need 30, like something like, oh no, 2 million, my bad, about 2 million sperm every release. So you'd only need like 30 men to repopulate the earth.
I mean,
like, on top, like if we were to get rid of all men and women themselves were about to go extinct, they'd only need 30 guys.
I mean, yeah, that, I guess that's true. I don't fucking know enough about it. But it just,
I don't know. It, like I'm saying, if you're just looking at it from a numbers aspect.
I mean, yeah.
Just a numbers aspect. Don't need to get emotional, don't need to get any attachment involved. Just a numbers aspect. And piece by piece, you start seeing it, and then...
But, I mean, hold on. Oh, if it takes 30 men to populate the world,
mm-hmm.
then wouldn't it take less women to...
No, I'm just saying, if there's no men on Earth, and women are about to go... If there's literally down to 30 men...
No women in this equation at all?
No. There are women. I'm just saying, if men were pretty much about to go out, I just say there's
mankind you're talking about, or are you talking about men?
That's only? Sexist, June. Humankind. Please make sure to include all genders.
Sure.
No, I'm just playing. But
I was like, we're not having this discussion.
Please be inclusive in your derogative story.
Anyways,
so if women, so check it. Like I said, women outnumber men around 4 or 5 to 1.
Yeah.
So just going on a low ball, 4 women to 1 man. So let's say men are dying off. There's some crazy disease that's killing off men that have like a higher testosterone or some shit like that. It's killing off any species that have a testosterone count, which is usually found in men. Let's say they're dying off and there's only 30 men left. Women are fine. Women are exactly where they are. Nothing happened to women yet. But in order to repopulate, to start making more guys, not saying it's guaranteed, but just to start repopulating, to bring back up the populace, they'll need a mate with males or need male sperm.
Yeah.
And so
then there'd be like...
Just to replenish the population.
Okay, I'm caught up. Yeah, in the, like, yeah.
Just to replenish the population that was lost.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd only need 30 men to repopulate the earth.
Yeah, I was getting lost in the whole details. Yeah. But
my bad.
Just keep on.
If I made it a little complicated, my fault.
Power through.
But yeah, so you would only need 30 men to repopulate and replenish the men that was lost. You don't need 30 guys.
Yeah, we just
realistically, that. So. Like I say, if you look at it from a numbers aspect, it makes sense. because realistically, men are meant to fuck almost any woman they come in contact with. In some point of your life, in some point of that interaction,
yeah, but that's probably where morals come in, I think. Because
it
just feels
like I said, no attachment, you're just following your urges.
I mean, maybe, yeah, but I mean, the thing about mankind is that we do have urges, but we also have like emotions and like relations,
we get
like that.
So slowly, bro. We're working our way up.
Yeah, I get
it's
you.
A build like, it's a build I'm up.
Like putting my two cents in every once in a while.
No, I got you. Yeah, it's a slow build up. Like I said, we're going to numbers. Now we're going to just urges. Men generally. Men are meant to fuck almost most women that they come in contact that are not family members. Usually.
Yeah.
Like really, that's how the whole mating thing is. That's how men are. There are
occasions where that's happened.
We're not in Alabama, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't even want to fucking bring it. If I hear Sweet Home Alabama in the next 5 minutes, I will freak out on everybody. So men really are hardwired to like fuck most women within his vicinity. Mm-hmm. Usually they aren't family members. I hope not. And that's how we are. We are physical beasts. I've said this before many times, and it's still a thing. The testosterone in our body just makes us physical beasts. There's a reason why there's a difference between men and women. The predominantly women are filled with estrogen. Estrogen causes a lot of emotions, a lot of certain feelings. It causes you to really go through the feeling train. Let's just say that, just put it simple. It really causes you to go to, it's a pheromone that causes you to go through a feeling train, your feelings.
Okay.
Men, we can fuck 3 or 4 girls and not have any emotions attached to them. And no emotions, nothing, because it's just something we do. Men go around, they start fucking whatever they want. That's why men be cheating. Men are hardwired to fuck multiple women. That's just how it is. And I can be a dickhead. Like I said, I can sound like a total dickhead to somebody that doesn't look at the numbers or doesn't look at the facts of life. I can sound like a total dickhead. However, I implore you. This is me imploring you to look at the facts, look at the data, statistics. I've looked at everything. There's a site called Black. We even got Google. It's like demographic sites and shit like that. Mm-hmm. The federal fucking, whatchamacallit, Federal Bureau of Statistics, of like all the statistics that you need are online. You can look it up yourself. I'm not speaking out of my asshole. Mm-hmm. All right. There's some actual shit that's actually happening. And that's probably why most of the divorces here in America that's why divorce rate is up at to like 60-some%. I already went up to 65. From 60 to 65 with a span of 1 year, which is fucking bad. Because that used to be like 10% going up every like 15 years. It went up 5 in 1 year. That's bad. But anyways, yeah, and then and 80-90% of those divorces are initiated by women. And the top three causes of that, infidelity, cheating. Usually because the guy cheats. Not defending any cheaters out there. Not defending them. However, this is just what it is. Men will cheat on you. I've said it before, and you guys don't need to hear me say it again. Men will cheat on you. I'm telling you right now, you can get the most loyal guy out there. Loyal guy, bring him into a party with a bunch of women, and you tell all of them to try to fuck him. I'm betting you everything I have that he's going to get something. He's walking out there with something. I'm telling you this much. Yeah. You can't, and you know what I mean? And the thing is, you can't stop it, ladies. Like that's the sucky part. You can't stop it. Can't stop the urges. The amount of testosterone, especially when you're around women, men have this subconscious idea where we have to be macho around women. to show like, hey, I'm the guy, I'm the man here. Mm. I'm not no little simpy boy sucking up to you. I'm the guy you want to be with. So we have this bravado in us subconsciously that has us like, you know, trying to be a man in front of a woman.
Yeah.
To show her what a man is. And so when you do that, testosterone builds up in your body. That's where the pheromone starts building up. And when you have a lot of testosterone pumping in your body, that means it gets your blood flowing. And your blood always flows to your down low and down under.
Yeah.
And so it's just something that's just in our genes. Unfortunately, we have that, ladies. It's something...
I mean, we have put it under control, kind of, with, like, the whole monogamy and shit like that. And
yeah.
Also because, yeah. I mean, we also have, like, a sort of, like, need for attachment with either one girl or multiple, you know? Because, yeah, I mean...
No, like I said, you can be one girl, but even, like I said, you can have the most loyal guy in a room full of women that want to smash him. Just regular girls, not prostitutes or nothing like that. Just regular girls that want to smash him. He's probably going to end up smashing 90% of the time, I would say.
Yeah.
Even if the guy knows it's a – they can't even tell him it's a trap. Mm. They can't even tell him, June. And I bet you he's still going to fuck. Mm. And the thing is, we can't fight it, ladies. Until we get a release, we cannot fight it. And that's the part that's not understood. It's just that it's something that we can't even stop. And so, when you have a man that cheats on you, it's really because it's just something that, and you can probably rationalize it to, am I not enough? Am I not enough for you? It has nothing to do with you, ladies. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Other than the fact that you are going to be smashing. Other than that, it has nothing to do with you. And that's the thing. It's nothing inadequate about you. And like I said, you can go to the next guy, but chances are it's going to happen again. So it's unfortunate. I don't like it. Many people out there don't like it. And I understand.
Yeah, I think it's just because monogamy, it's like I said beforehand, just monogamy has been a part of everybody's lives for a long fucking time. And now that it's being brought up again, all of a sudden, there's some discomfort.
Yeah. And,
everybody doesn't really understand the full scope of it. I mean, even I don't, honestly. Like, I'm just kind of like...
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it just feels...
And the thing about that is, monogamy originally was meant for, back in the medieval times, back around slave trade, monogamy was meant to control the population. Mm-hmm. Because back then, you know, all the governors, the rulers had multiple wives and stuff, but they're like, they don't want their people to overpower them and get too much in populace, where it overpowers the actual governing parties. So a solution was to illegalize polygamy, unless you were like a royal or unless you're like someone of high value.
Yeah,
that's the only way you can actually be in polygamous relationships. But originally, like if we're just talking about African slave trade, in Africa, most Africans, before the slave trade, before all that, most Africans were polygamous. That was just a natural thing. That was the natural order of it. And then a way that they, so once they got into the slave trade, got forced to bring, you know, do all that, all that nasty bidding for almost half a millennia.
Yeah.
What's called, the way they can control it is because they didn't want, of course, again, too many people. They wanted just the people they needed.
Yeah.
So the way they did it was they breeded them. They put them in breeding camps where they control how many people they're sleeping with. It was like it was forced monogamy.
Mm.
And so it was just something that was like, hey, you can't have too many babies. Don't be fucking these other girls over here. This and that. And it was a way of control originally. Originally in the medieval times and all the way past the slave trade, it was a way of control. This is how you control the people. If you control their breeding, you control the outlook, the future of the people. That, and you know, remember Braveheart? Mm-hmm. Some of that was actually true. So the breeding, they would actually do the thing where the king actually sleeps with the wife the first night. So the first baby, like if they go into the Scotland, or Scotland, they'll send the English royals in there for any wedding that would go, that was going on, the governor or whatever, go in and be like, all right, cool. You guys get married? Cool. The first night's going to be with me and your wife. You can have her afterwards. And you can raise my bastard child. So what they did was they did a thing where they tried to breed them out. And so, again, a way of control. So outbreeding and fucking with people and how they breeded has always been the way of conquering. This is how conquerors did it. Genghis Khan did the same thing. And he had, I don't even know how many concubines and wives. Like pretty much almost a third of the populace of China.
At this point, it's like a third of the world or something.
Shit like that. A third of China. And it was something crazy. They're a descendant from Genghis Khan, which is crazy. That's how it's always been. It's breeding and forcing people to be in relationships and certain ways of life. Relationships has always been a way of control. So monogamy it's actually a new concept, believe it or not. It's actually one of the newer concepts, which is crazy because how long is the first record?
It's old way.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I felt right from the start, I realized this. I started reading more into it. History will also tell you as well what really monogamy really is. Like if you look into the history of our people.
Yeah, I mean,
saying it's evil. Look, I'm not out here saying it's evil. Let me just stop right there before everyone starts pulling out their fucking torches and fucking crosses. I'm not saying it's evil. I'm just saying originally it was just a way of controlling people. Originally.
Like, how do I put this? I understand that it did come from a dark place and people have gotten accustomed to it at this point. But if we look at it in like a world view, I guess, the world is already like super overpopulated as it is. If we were to bring polygamy like in full force and people like easily accepted it and shit like that, there would be a significant baby boom. You know what I'm saying? And after that happens, it's just overpopulation and shit like that. And it's just,
I would agree with that. Only thing is, they're happening anyways. We have the craziest amount of single mothers ever. We're the most single generation, yet we have the most kids. More than the baby boomers now. Which is the crazy part. Like, check out any demographic site. It will show you we have more kids now single than we ever did in actual marriages. You know what I mean? So it's going crazy. And like I said, polygamy is not for everybody. Yeah. It's not. I'm just saying it for certain few people that actually know what they're doing. Not some dickhead that's like, oh, let me recreate a porn scene and fuck all these girls. They're mine or some shit like that. You know what I mean? There's always that one dickhead. There's always that one dickhead that thinks he's a fucking, you know, a fucking king or whatever, sultan, whatever the fuck. And he thinks he have like 10, 5 girls on a leash. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's not what polygamy is. Polygamy is more of a community. It's more of building a community in a family. Versus building a family and just a regular, you know, versus building a family in someone else's community. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was really just to combat that, if that makes sense to anybody listening. And so, not combat it, but kind of go against it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, polygamy is not about just one person having, you know, multiple partners. It's about community. It's about understanding who your partner is. It's about honesty, a lot of honesty. And keep in mind, that's one of the main reasons why any relationship is broken is honesty. And polygamy is like a check and balance. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Checks and balance within itself. Yeah. It you cannot be dishonest.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible. Because if you're dishonest to one person, it could trickle down like a fucking domino effect. You know, depending on how many girlfriends you have. And if there's some girls out there, I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, just keeping it plain and simple, guy, multiple women, you don't want that heat. So just be honest. And polygamy allows people to be honest. Like, I swear, I've never been more honest. And if you guys are wondering, yeah, I'm polygamous. And I made the first Is Polygamy Bad? Whatchamacallit podcast. I did it by myself the first time. This is the time I actually had my brother with me.
Mm.
But yeah, so it's really just a whole bunch of, it is really, the only way it really works is honesty. Of course, with love and all that extra stuff. But honesty is the real one that works. Without honesty, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't. But yeah. Polygamy to me is really just building a community and increasing your numbers within yourselves. And not even about the numbers, it's just building a community. But yeah, if you want me to keep it plain and simple, just building a community, loving your partners, not cheating. And this also combats cheating too. So you know how there's always a guy or fucking somebody who chooses the Nick Cannon route?
Yeah.
Irresponsibly having multiple kids or random other people? This combats that.
Yeah.
All that bullshit he does. Some people have it like that. Most people don't. Yeah. So this is to really go against that as well. Go against the grain on that one. I mean, shit. If you're having random babies with all these multiple different people, first off, if you're doing that without being married to that person or being in an actual relationship that's going to lead to marriage, you should not be popping babies with them in the first place, realistically.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you're only popping babies to be a single parent, you should not be a parent at all.
Yeah.
On the real, just keeping it real. So me, personally, I'd rather put my kids in the best possible position ever. And like I said, it's going to be weird to anybody looking from the outside in. However, the actual reality of that person looking from the outside in and them not being single, it's going to be slim to none nowadays. So they're probably going to be single people judging. People that are actually in a relationship. And it's always the single people too. It's always people that are like, oh man, like what? Why do you need all them girls, man? It don't make no sense to me. What, you trying to control them or something? What, you can't handle just one? Nah, they don't sound like real women to me. They sound like slaves. It's some crazy ass arguments I've heard. Trust me, I heard it all. I've been doing this for almost 10 years, yeah. And trust me, I heard the craziest arguments. I heard the craziest fucking thoughts and ideas that are thrown at me. I've been called the devil by my own family. And it's crazy. It's crazy the thought process of most people that think of polygamy. And so it's funny that you guys wanted to bring this back, but here we are. Honestly, I thought I was done with it, but I guess we got to bring it back. What's that one dude say?
Just when I think I'm done.
Yeah, just when you think you're done with something, people are like, no, you got to talk about it. You got, like, I ran polls throughout all my social medias, and everybody was like resoundingly going for, you know, bringing it back.
It's an interesting topic.
It's thought-provoking.
And it's just that it's like, it's, I'm not trying to, I don't want to say it's on the line. It's just, it's something that people aren't accustomed to yet.
It's not awkward
for the lack of a better word. Yeah,
it's supposed to.
Because it's just, it's a new thought process that people haven't heard in a while. You know what I mean? It's like, like you're saying that it's old and stuff like that, but it was basically forgotten for a while, but then all of a sudden came back up.
Yeah.
And because of that, people are so used to monogamy that it's just,
now it's
people are kind of stuck in their ways, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say that I don't agree with it, because I mean, you
don't have to agree with it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm thinking like, it feels wrong, I guess.
Okay.
It's not for me.
For everybody.
Yeah.
I got you.
And I accept that and shit like that.
I'll rebuttal it on the outro. Anyways, commercial break.
30 minutes?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Commercial break.
Afternoon, bitches. Fucking pussy ass bitch. Why are you a fucking bitch? Let's go ahead and try to find out a reason why you're a fucking fat giant pussy. Let's try to figure that out. Cause honestly, the way the world's working right now, you guys are just a bunch of big fat fucking vaginas. You guys don't know how to fucking, especially the men. Not even gonna call you, man. I'm gonna call you males. I'm not even fucking, and this ain't no fucking, oh, I'm the alpha and you're the beta male. The fact that we gotta fucking categorize men is just showing how fucking sad of a generation we have. Because most of you fucking men are giant fat pussies and can't say what the fuck it is. Motherfuckers have to lie and shit and do shit behind people's back and shit like that. Stop being fat fucking pussies and man the fuck up. And say how it fucking is. That's how men used to fucking do it. And I'm not over here trying to be like, oh, I'm this, I that, I know this, because I don't even know what it is, because we've been so fucking emasculated for the past couple generations, we don't even know what it means to be a fucking man. So stop being fucking pussies and grab your fucking balls and find your fucking self. Stop being a bunch of fucking bitches. And for the ladies, please tell us what we did wrong again. Please, we definitely need to hear what we did wrong. That's exactly what men need to hear, what we did wrong. Or maybe, if you guys are okay with it, shut the fuck up. God damn. I was hearing this lady go on a fucking tirade and fucking rant on TikTok, fucking talk about how men ain't this, men ain't that. Lady, men built this fucking world. Men are out here doing fucking things. There's construction workers and those motherfuckers out here building this fucking world. Making sure these roads are safe, making sure everything's fucking good. Those are the same motherfuckers you guys get to. The same world you live in is built by fucking, the majority is built by fucking men. Are you offended by that statement? Good. Because it is a fucking statement. You can go look it up for yourself. So please shut the fuck up. My gosh, most fucking brittle ass motherfuckers, man. Now, am I saying, oh, I'm making it seem like, oh, I hate women, this and that. No, I do not. I love women. Matter of fact, I'm polygamous, so I want as many as I can. I understand there's a limit to that too, but you get the point. But just overall, stop being fucking pussies and stop being fucking bitches. Please, ladies. Stop being pussies and stop being bitches. For the ladies and the men listening to this, men, you really need to fucking hear this. Stop being a fucking pussy. Be a fucking man. Let's fucking go. Anyways, back to our regular program of two idiots talking to each other. And thank you guys for tuning in. Enjoy the show. Pussy.
Anyways, we back, y'all. We back. Yeah. Anyways, like,
we only touched the surface. We only barely touched the surface.
It's probably going to be a long outro. Just keep it real. But,
we'll see.
Yeah, just pretty much, I mean, really just to get down to the nitty gritty of it. It's not, like I said, not for everybody. This ain't a rhetoric-based, you know, conversation. It's not me trying to persuade anybody. Yeah, however,
there's a lot of different standpoints and different views and shit like that that we don't really have time for. Yeah. It's just a topic that people are interested in because of
how it's
awkward it is. Yeah. You know, because I don't know what it is, but people like approaching subjects that are awkward or
at face value, it's like, whoa, what the fuck is this? Like, but the thing is, something like this, it gets you thinking. Mm. And at face value, you're subconsciously thought, you're like, oh man, what a guy with one guy with three girls? That doesn't sound right.
There's like a thought that's been in the back of my mind.
But
it doesn't necessarily have to be a guy with multiple girls. Exclusively for men. It's also for women.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much about those guys.
You're not going to call them cucks, are you? Or like fucking some.
So there is a polygamous convention in Utah that I went to with my girlfriends when I was living down there. And I met this lady who's like now famous now, like she has her own TV show and everything. Mm-hmm. Met this lady. I'm not going to say any names, but met this lady over there. And she had two boyfriends at the time. I think she has three now. There's a TV show introduced her to a new guy to bring in.
As it does.
Some shit, but it was, it was interesting. And so I introduced her to my girlfriends, and we talked for a minute, chopped it up. And, you know, the whole time she was telling me about her husbands. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, husbands? Guys, right? And she showed me a picture. I'm thinking these are like one's her son and the other one's the husband. And, you know, I'm confused. Even then, as a polygamist, I was confused. And I was like, it can get confusing. And you can get down the rabbit hole of some shit.
I understand why you're confused, because I'm betting even among polygamists, a female polygamist is like,
yeah, it's like, it's new.
Far and few.
It's very few. But
it is still an option.
I mean, it can be. I mean, with the amount of women that be cheating on me, what might as well be.
Because humanity is just born to fuck other people.
That's how it is. I mean, but yeah, no, I met her, nice lady. Had a little bit of attitude, but nice lady at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, was kind, showed me and my girlfriends a good time. Mm-hmm. Cool. And then at the end of it, she introduced us to her husbands. Mm-hmm. And her husbands came up. I don't want to talk bad.
They weren't up to your standards?
No, not my standards. Yeah. Just standards up to like just regular guys. So introduced me. I was like, hey, what's good, dog? How you doing, man? Hey there, bud. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm doing good. And the other guy's like this, like he's like, you know, when you're about to introduce somebody and you know that they're going to say some stupid shit, but you don't want to say nothing to them to fuck with them.
Yeah.
So you just let it go. And he's just like this. He looked down. He looked so stressed. And I introduced them to my girls and everything. Hey there. Wow. How you doing? Yeah. And then fucking, it was awkward as fuck. He's like, all right. So, and I'm thinking the whole time, I'm thinking that's her son. I'm thinking that because he looks low key like the both of them combined. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, so how you doing? And then she's like, yeah. It was like, and he like, when he said, yeah, we're going downstairs because it was at a hotel. Convention. And he's like, yeah, we're going downstairs to the hot tub later. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's up, man. He said, yeah. And I'm thinking I'm talking to the son because he's a little bit closer to my age.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, now if I get to her first, and he starts tonguing her right in front of me, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, wait.
So definitely not the
mom. Not the son. I'm like, oh, what? He's like, but you're older because the dude had gray in his beard.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, the other dude had gray in his beard. So I'm like, oh, okay. And so I'm like, all right. I'm like, oh, husbands. And then one of my girls nudged me. She was like, Husbands. Okay. You know, it finally hit me. It took me a fucking minute.
Wait, you said that out loud?
I was like, yeah, because I was like, I actually did. I ain't gonna lie. It came out disrespectful. And so, and she's like, and the lady, like, she gave me a nod like this. And so I'm like, oh, okay. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up. And she's like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and head back upstairs because, you know, I guess they have a hotel there. We're speaking, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna head back upstairs. I'm gonna go watch a movie. And but he said it in the most awkward way possible. I'm like,
yeah, it's not gonna be a movie.
you know, it was just like, it was an awkward fucking combo. And then the other dude, he was awkward too, but in a weirder way. And then he has like a collection.
It's because
it was just like, it made sense. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I don't think it was just how all men in a female.
I don't think it's all
men that act like that when in terms of that sort of relationship. I think it's just
them. Usually they're not gonna be the top dog, let's just be honest. That's probably true. Yeah, they're not gonna be top dogs, and like I said, I'm not judging, I don't judge nobody. However, yeah, it's, you know what I mean, like she definitely goes out and cheats, and you know what I mean, and then she just has a title on them. And so,
well,
because she's still, just, she,
that feels like a double standard. Because that's considered cheating or like holding them barely with the title or something like that, then who's to say that same can't be said for the opposite side? You know,
like, did you hear nothing of what I said? But no,
I get the whole nitty gritty and shit like that, but
like I said,
I don't know.
If you look at it from life being fair, of course it's gonna make sense. It's gonna be like, well, what if the guy did this? Unfortunately, life is not fair, ladies and gentlemen.
So it's a double standard then.
It can be. Like I said, I never said it, this shit's not perfect, John. Like I said, in a perfect world, yeah, that question, I feel like that question would be valid. But well, this I'll world tell you
one is thing, man. This left me with more questions than answers. But I mean, we'll see.
Like I said,
part three or some shit.
It's not, like I said, this isn't really be definitive, because, you know, like I said, it's not gonna make sense unless you're doing it.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you're not doing it yourself, it probably won't make sense. Anybody looking in, people are gonna be like, "Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay." You know, it's gonna be like that standard, like, "Don't be a dick, just understand, make it seem like you're PC, and move on," type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's the modern age now. It's just like, "Oh, okay. Don't be a dick. All right, you know, I'm not gonna be a dick. I'm just gonna make a nod and be like, give you that you know, whatchamacallit."
Nod.
That customary nod that comes with, like, "Oh yeah, dude, hey, I see you, man. I see you." You know, say extra shit, make it seem like you give a fuck. You really don't, and you're just like, "What the fuck is that?" You know, really. But overall, like I said, it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you have more questions, what are they? I guess we can answer me now. Get out the way.
Nothing's popping up, honestly. If something comes up, I'll let you know. Yeah,
so you're a liar. You're lying to the people. You hear to hear, gentlemen.
No, like, I do have questions that I can't think of any right now.
I was fucking with you. But yeah, yo, I mean, like I said, I'm only here for the rest of my life. So if you guys have any questions, hit us up on DMs. But let me go ahead and just end it. Let me just end it and be clear. Fucking polygamy, like I said before many times, not for everybody. Ain't me. I'm not here to persuade you. I'm just telling it from my perspective. And if I got to ask that hard-lining question, is polygamy bad? I've said it before and I'll say it again. No, I don't think it's bad. Do I think it's very misunderstood? Yes. Do I think it's for everybody? No, it's not. And the thing is, we're such an inclusive society now that if not everybody can do it, then it won't be for the next person. It just won't be for anybody at all. And we have that subconscious thinking as a society, like everything has to be inclusive. No, it does not. We don't have to include everybody. We don't have to include everything. That's why, you know, the industry is sucking right now. And that's why everything we do, everything that's happening right now in society is sucking. And it's only getting worse because we think we can include everything and everyone. Fortunately, you can't. But yeah, Junie's already pressing the table like he needs to leave to go clean his vagina because he can't stay for an extra 10, 15 minutes and have the hard line.
This is a long ass outro, man. I'm trying to go to my room.
It was actually shorter than what I thought it was going to be. But really? It's only 11 minutes.
It's way too long for an outro.
But yeah. But overall, Jim.
I've just been sitting here like an idiot. So.
Wait, 1 second. Right. So just to give the people the answer, do you think polygamy is bad?
Not really. Excuse me, sorry. Not really. It's just, like you said, misunderstood, I guess. And it's basically just how the people that use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like I said, there are bad people out there that misuse it and do stupid shit with it. Yeah. And I understand. That's what everything. There's guys now in monogamous relationships that really abuse the fuck out of their partner. So, like I said, we can go ahead and say double standard and say this and that, but life's not fair, everybody. Don't take it as such and don't be like that. But we can go ahead and end it there. Thank you guys for tuning in. I want to thank my special guest, Zeb. He needs to leave, guys. He's taking a ported flight out. He's going to be getting some special guests coming in.
Yeah, I took the red eye. I'm going to take the red eye.
He also has pink eye, y'all, so just make sure to stay away, 6 feet away
from
him.
The red eye is a fucking plane, man.
I'm not going to just explain it to insult my intelligence and make and let you prove a point, okay?
No, I just
want to
get
the
red.
But yeah, anyways, thank you for my special guest, Zeb. He's been great.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll try to get another special guest next week. I might get him again. Who knows? We'll see on that. But yeah, y'all, life ain't fair. Don't expect it to be. It never will be. And, oh yeah. And just to end it off at a random ass note to any producers out there or anybody that is making a movie, Hollywood-wise or whatever the fuck, stop trying to force some stupid shit on people and just make good movies. That's it. Because I'm seeing a lot of stupid shit going on. But anyways, peace out, y'all. Much love. And did I give my answer? I'm not too sure, but if you think polygamy is bad, or is polygamy bad? I think not. There, I said it. Sue me. But yeah, keep pushing on, y'all. Much love and peace out.
Hey, giant fat pussy. That's it. That's the promo. You being a fucking pussy. Good job. I bet you completed everything you needed in life. You fucking giant, fat, hairy, sniveling fucking pussy. You proud of yourself on them nuts? You shouldn't be, because you're a fucking pussy. Anyways, I guess I have to say, tune in every Friday, come look at us, all this bullshit, but I'm pretty sure you already knew this, you fucking bitch. You're a fucking pussy, and I know you like it, because you're a fucking cunt. You have no fucking life, just like us here at the Too Easy Podcast, and we thank you guys for tuning in every Friday, and please continue to tune in more, and also, heads up, we could be creating a gaming channel. We might start off with the new God of War Ragnarok game, and we might even go back to the old God of War game and do a whole streaming thingamajig. So I guess stay tuned for that, you fucking pussy. But anyways, thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for checking in on us. And have a great weekend. And once again, thank you for listening to the Too Easy Podcast. Fucking pussy.